the head of the bed, you put your head on a?
Pillow.
Okay, do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
No.
Bolster? Okay, what would you call a bed cover that's old-fashioned and hand-pieced out of scraps of old material?
Quilt.
Okay, and what would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor?
Pallet.
Okay, and if you had a very good crop one year, it might be because the soil is very...
rich.
Or...
I don't know if you know anything. Rich or good soil, good topsoil, whatever.
What is the stuff that you use? It comes in bags and you might put it on your grass to help it grow.
Fertilizer.
Okay. What do you call flat lowland along a stream?
River bottom.
Okay. How about low-lying grassland?
Can if you want to. That's up to you. I've never heard it.
Okay, how about land that has water in it? Alligators live in this.
Oh, swamp.
Okay, and these are places along the sea where you have salt hay growing and sea oats. It's also kind of wet.
Seashore?
Marsh?
That wouldn't, I see.
Okay,
you're back down in New Orleans now, aren't you?
Yeah. Now you're down there. Okay, what kinds of different soil do you know about? Specific names for kinds of soil. For instance, poor soil or sandy soil. Do you know any names for that?
I have a clay type soil. Southern Tennessee and Alabama and down that area. Then they have a richer, dark, richer soil in here in the Tennessee area.
Does the clay-like soil have a name that you know?
Well, I don't know the technical name for it, no.
Okay. Suppose you had land and it may be a bit swampy and you wanted to get it ready to be cultivated. You'd have to do something to the water.
Irrigate, build canals to run the water off.
Or to, another word for running the water off would be?
Irrigation. De-irrigation.
You do this also to vegetables to get the water off. You put them in a metal thing to...
What, cook it, steam it?
No, this is before you start cooking
it. I don't know, you got me there.
Okay, drain?
Drain.
Now, what would you call the thing that you would dig to let the water run off?
Drainage ditch.
Okay, and the name for it, the shallow arm of the sea. The part that it's a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide.
Canal.
Okay.
Waterway.
Waterway?
Well, waterway or canal, which...
Okay, and deep narrow valley cut by a stream of water.
A deep narrow valley?
Yeah, say in between... and say maybe at the bottom you have a creek or a stream. What would you call this?
Waterfall?
What would you call a ravine? Would you ever use that?
I would never have occasion to use a ravine. That sounds like Weston.
Okay.
I mean, not being funny now, but that really would be something to think about there.
How about a hollow?
They use it around here a lot, but the relationship I'm not real familiar with.
Okay, and if there's been a heavy rainfall and rain has cut out a channel in a road or in a field?
Gully or gully wash.
Okay.